This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We've gone through the wide receiver expectations. We know on the Eagles side, the big names, A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith. Of course, for Kansas City, you're taking a look at Xavier Worthy and what he's done.
Yep. He's been their number one.
Yeah, no doubt. Is there somebody else, though, that could end up playing a huge role? Look, against Buffalo, it turned out to be Juju Smith-Schuster. The fun thing about Andy Reid is you give him some more time. This is why we've had fun with the Noah Gray bets, because there will be somebody, and I'm just talking wide receivers here, but the point being that Andy, just because he didn't use you for 2 weeks doesn't mean that he doesn't have something in store for you. The best talent-wise player that hasn't done a ton recently is who? That could have a big game.
Hollywood Brown?
Talent-wise, he's next up, is he not?
I mean, so if
after
you maybe,
Kelsey and Xavier Worthy?
The more I think about the game, the more I'm convinced he's the swing player in the win or the loss on offense. I think we have, and I know it's always crazy to say this about a rookie, but I felt this way about Rashee Rice too. Xavier Worthy has proven that he will perform at a certain level, an expected certain level of performance. Travis Kelce has all the history in the world to say he'll perform at a certain level at that next. So like when I start getting down the list a little bit after those two guys, Hollywood's a swing guy for me. Because if Hollywood Brown is also having a day, in addition to what I know will be the expected performance from Xavier Worthy and Travis Kelce, well, then they're just doing whatever they want offensively, Gold. That's why I think he's the swing player, is if he's also getting his, well, then they're having absolutely zero trouble moving the ball at all. Because if he starts to become open more frequently, they don't really have an answer in Philly, in my opinion, from just like a coverage standpoint, to slow them down once Hollywood is also getting his.
I think it's more likely, unless this ends up being in a really, really high scoring game, I think it's more likely, though, because we've seen this play out where it's just some, I don't know if it's an addition to, it's just that player ends up having a bigger game. So let's say if Travis Kelce has a game like he had against the Texans, well, I don't think also it means Worthy's having 100 and also Hollywood Brown's having 100. Like, if Kelce only has 40 yards, then it's more likely that somebody like Hollywood Brown has a bigger game. Like, the Chiefs can move the ball, but I would just be surprised if there's three players that have 100 yards or whatever. If they do, they're going to blow out the Eagles and win easily.
I guess for, like, me, it's even just, like, 40 or 50.
Okay.
Just like,
well,
because,
that's definitely in play
because,
for Hollywood. Yeah.
Like, again, the truth is, Xavier Worthy is going between 50 and 80, 90 yards. He has consistently been that every single week since week 11. Like, that's who he is. That's who he's become. Again, we know what Travis Kelce performs at. But if Hollywood Brown is between that 50, 60, 70, 80 range, what Juju Smith-Schuster got against the Bills a week ago.
Yep.
That's when I don't think Philly stops him. That's when I think Philly's in trouble and this game is getting high scoring and Philly has to go blow for blow. And that's a problem that every team who is not used to having to play from behind or do these other things runs into trouble. You and I pointed out, I don't care if Kansas City, I mean, I care. I prefer they didn't get down 10-0, but I don't think that they're out of the game because they're down 10. They have trailed by 10 in every single Super Bowl they have played in the Patrick Mahomes era. We know it on the rings. For the very first Super Bowl run, they trailed by double digits to every single team they played in the postseason and eventually won. the Super Bowl. This team is equipped and wins more games when trailing than just about anyone else. I just think if Hollywood Brown is going, I think he's the swing player. If he's going, it's going well. And if he's just silent, I'm worried about where the offense is. Because I can expect a certain amount out of there. I need him to have a game, I think.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know if I'd be worried if he doesn't do much, because I think, you know, Travis Kelce and Xavier Worthy, and then, you know, last week it was Juju Smith-Schuster stepping up. I still think there's a chance that D-Hop, despite not playing a ton of snaps, would it stun you if he ends up with a key play, a key catch or something? No. I mean, just there's the way Andy Reid operates and the way they spread this ball around. And when you and I were disagreeing earlier in the week about weapons and the depth, well, that goes into this conversation
yeah,
too.
For sure.
Because of the depth, like, Hollywood Brown is definitely a problem for the
but
Eagles.
But you're saying maybe Juju but plays well or P-Ryan.
I don't know.
Noah Gray.
It could be. We know they can just win in so many different ways. So it can be in which Travis Kelce goes off. It can be in which Noah Gray is a great game. It can be because Hollywood Brown has 70 yards all of a sudden, but maybe Worthy's held down to 40 in this game. Like, there's so many different combinations, which is what makes it fun. And then Andy Reid will show you something you haven't seen. Nobody on earth thought Juju Smith-Schuster was having the game he had against Buffalo.
Do you think so? Like, with Travis Kelce, we know that this always exists. Is there a 7 or 8 for 110 or 20 in Xavier Worthy, do you think?
Well, in the locker room after the game, Nate Taylor was next to me. We were talking to him, and he said, you know, he was asked about his career day. I think Matt Derrick was there as well. And he said, hey, what do you think about the career day? He's like, you know, there's more in the tank. There's more in the tank. And I understand every athlete's going to believe they can have a bigger performance. But my point is, I love the confidence from Worthy right now that he thinks there is more to come. Why not in the Super Bowl? Fast track. That's the thing. And I was talking about this on betting last night. I think there is a chance if there was ever a game where all of a sudden he could take what it was a 20-yard gainer and turn into a 50-plus yarder.
I keep waiting for it.
It's the trend. I'm not talking about like,
you're saying field conditions allow it.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about Mahomes throwing it 50 yards in the air. I'm saying that it's a 20-yard catch.
It's blocked well and he goes.
And because it's not cold and the turf is in good shape because it's turf, it's not grass, so it's quicker turf, he's able to take it. Another 40 yards or something. That's what I would be looking for on Sunday for Xavier Worthy in particular.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.